First thing I want to do is just thank the media for raising awareness of this issue throughout the state. But what makes this groundbreaking is, for the first time, you can use sophisticated data analytics to identify very, very quickly who the people are who are perpetuating this crisis. Here to date, that whether you're a clinician or whether you're a government agency, you've just had raw data. In Missouri, that would be 20,000 physicians and 1,200 pharmacies that you have to either audit or wait for tips. But through sophisticated data analytics using filters and algorithms, you can very quickly identify what pharmacies, what dispensers, and nationally the potential to see those patients who would be at high risk for opioid addiction.
Doctor, is that done through the cooperation of private companies like Express Scripts? I'm just trying to figure out what makes this different.
That's what makes this so groundbreaking is that Express Scripts and other companies have in the private sector the technology and the ability to filter through massive amounts of data to just identify those providers and dispensers who are perpetuating this crisis.
How much is this going to cost, and how is it going to be paid for?
There are two answers to that. One, we will be in contract with Express Scripts for around $250,000, and that's in a public document that we're happy to share with you. And then there will be an additional cost for us to incur to increase our number of investigators and a lawyer, because we anticipate that right now we are only probably scratching the surface of the number of providers that are perpetuating this crisis.
Would the legislature have to make an appropriation before you can do any of those things?
No, the money that we're using for this comes from the Department of Social Services under Medicaid.
So it's $250,000 plus additional cost to get it up and running?
Yeah, within our department.
Investigators, about how much would that be then?
I'll have to get that to you. We have that number in the proposal. I just don't remember it offhand.
Okay.
Find that number.
If there's an executive order, is there a danger of some future administration just doing away with it?
Well, again, we think that this is going to be a prototype for other reasons. One is, as you look nationally, we know that physicians are spending about 2 hours for every 1 hour they're seeing patients on administrative tasks. And so we think that one of the potentials in other states that have this ability is that it will actually be a more efficient way to do what we all want to do, which is to identify the misuse, abuse, and diversion of prescription narcotics. So it would be certainly our hope that, as the governor said, this is a first step, but we think that you'll see further evolution that will truly be revolutionary in the opioid epidemic. Because as the governor said, the first thing you have to do is stop the pipeline of drugs coming in. It's just like a fire. The first thing you have to do is turn off the gas going to the fire before you can put out the fire.
Is Express Scripts the only private company you're working with?
No, we certainly have sent out proposals. We know there are at least two other companies in Missouri that we've approached who have expressed an interest, and we certainly are very interested in working with them. Certainly in our Medicaid population, Dr. Steve Corsi, who's here today, who I'd encourage you to talk to, is interested in its application for Medicaid patients, both here in Missouri and around the country. And certainly our state employees, that is a opportunity. Again, at every level, as the governor said, wherever we think that we can act to help people, we want to explore those possibilities.
How is it? What's the timeline for it to be set up, and how is it going to be set up, and who will it encompass? You mentioned Medicaid. Will this be everybody who does this, or just Medicaid patients?
No, this is going to be, again, by the time we get, we think, the full coverage, this will be almost all of Missouri. Now, to answer your question, one thing that we're very appreciative of is that as soon as the Office of Administration executes the contract with Express Scripts, we will start this program, which we think will be within the month.
So, it'll go live in a month?
Mm-hmm.
Statewide, or just?
No, it will go statewide because they have the analytics. We have staff, and we're going to have to staff up more to get to full potential. But we think that we can go ahead and start this within a month.
And is the framework the basic same as other states, where doctors will report or pharmacists will report who's getting prescriptions, and you'll start
Yeah, one fundamental difference here in other states is that we will not be using any patient data. We will not be sharing any patient data with clinicians. We will be targeting providers and dispensers. Now, other states that have that potential may very quickly start doing that, again, with the idea of going, I could use the example, right now when you go in, I practice for 30 years, and you see a physician and they're going to write you a prescription for a narcotic, then you have to go to a database, remember your password, look it up, and go through that. Now remember, for many of those patients, those will be normal patients, so it will not be a very efficient use of your time. With this program, that you would be alerted to them just as you might be alerted to a penicillin allergy or a bee sting allergy, so that the provider would be provided in real time as they see the patient without their having to do it, what they need to know about the number of morphine equivalents that patient's giving, to alert the provider, wait a minute, this is somebody who's getting a lot of morphine from either you or somebody else or their equivalents, you need to be on the alert.
You meant, when you say provider, you mean doctor, too?
Nurse practitioners, doctors, okay. Physicians, assistants, yes.
And what are the two other companies that were approached?
United and CVS.
CVS and United?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
United Healthcare?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What would
be? Williams, you had a couple of quotes that you were going to read. And
yes. One thing that we're very excited about is that multiple thought leaders around the country have weighed in on this. I'd like to read you some quotes, if I could. This is from Secretary Tom Price, a fellow physician, orthopedic surgeon, who's head of Health and Human Services. I commend Missouri Governor Eric Greitens for taking a strong step in fighting the opioid epidemic by joining other states in establishing a prescription drug monitoring program. I commend Governor Greitens for his leadership in Missouri as we all work to detect and deter the abuse of prescription drugs. I'd like to read you another quote from Richard Baum, who's acting director of the National Drug Control Policy. I'm glad to see Missouri is launching its statewide prescription drug monitoring program. In the context of both the ongoing opioid epidemic and the health of Missourians, it's vital to have safeguards in place to make sure that doctors aren't overprescribing opioids that can be misused and patients aren't doctor shopping for multiple prescriptions that can be misused or diverted. And then we had a video that we're going to send you online from Dr. Bill Roper, who is dean of the University of North Carolina Medical School in Chapel Hill, where I trained. He's on the board of Express Scripts. He is former dean of the UNC School of Public Health, the number two school of public health in the country, voicing his support as a national thought leader to this new private-public partnership to analyze data so that those people who are perpetuating the crisis and those people who are at risk for addiction can be identified. And we'll get you that link.
Do you want to join me for